A divine revelation from our Lord Jesus Christ of a conference of the end-time saints with our Lord Jesus Christ. My father and I cannot look at those WHO have taken the vaccine. Our Lord Jesus Christ explodes in anger. The Lord Jesus Christ addresses his saints and spoke of the vaccine among other things. My sister Happiness A. Bangby. September 20, 2021. In this revelation, the Lord revealed a very large building. It looked like a massive hall. There were many saints gathered together in this hall. The saints were grouped into their various churches. The church members sat down while their pastors stood before them. They were many, both whites and blacks. The saints seated and waited. Suddenly, two angels appeared before the saints with a trumpet each, in their hands. They blew the trumpets and immediately all the saints, we all rose to our feet and bowed, I mean everyone present bowed, not to the angels, but to our Lord Jesus Christ whom we were eagerly expecting his arrival. The majestic entrance of the Lord of glory, our Lord Jesus Christ. Just then, the Lord shining with glory, with a glorious beautiful crown on his head walked inside the hall. And a VIP way was made for him to pass through. Our Lord Jesus Christ stretched his hands, the holes in his hands were filled with blood, the blood was not flowing out. But still, a bright white light shines from the blood stains in the hole of his hands. The Lord started walking from church to church among the various churches as they sat in groups. In some churches, the Lord would look at the members and smile at them and speak to them. And then, he will put his hands around the pastors and pat them on back as a sign of approval and well done. In some of the churches present in that hall, the Lord will put his hand around the pastors, but he was not happy with their members, he would warn them with a frown on his face. This continued throughout the hall until he reached all the churches. A word of exhortation to the saints. The Lord smiled and walked to a podium situated in front of all the saints. All eyes were on him. And then the Lord began to speak. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "All of you have gathered here today because I have an important message to tell you. I have given all of you warnings and advice. You must take it to heart. Come to me seeking forgiveness and I shall forgive you. Make sure you are pure. This is end times, there's no more time. You must be very careful. Imagine out of the whole world, look at how few all of you are. Satan have deceived the whole world, but it hurts my heart that every day some of you here among my few chosen ones are discouraged and derailed from the narrow way. I don't want any of you to end up in hell. Do you know what I have prepared for you in my Father's kingdom? Do you know the mansions, the crowns, and the glory? All must repent and be prepared. The great tribulation have already began." The Lord Jesus Christ addressed the issue of COVID-19 vaccine. The Lord Jesus Christ waved his hand and a very large screen appeared. On the screen, there were bottles containing the COVID-19 vaccine. The Lord pointed to the screen and said, "I don't know why humans have allowed Satan to creep into their minds. They, humanity, have been taking vaccine before now. I have not been against them, but I instructed humanity not to take this particular vaccine and they cannot just understand. How can a vaccine, a liquid, impact the world so much that you can't go anywhere or buy or sell without it? Humanity cannot just understand that this vaccine is not ordinary. They are taking it en masse because they don't want to lose their jobs. Satan have just bought their minds and their brains. Christianity is not a bed of roses. I was persecuted, my apostles were persecuted." The Lord went on. "Many think that Christianity is about happiness and joy, that it is a bed of roses. That's why when I tell them persecution is coming, they will doubt it and take the vaccine to secure their jobs and avoid punishment. But they have forgotten that I was persecuted, my apostles were persecuted." The Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, cannot look at those WHO have taken the vaccine. The Lord Jesus Christ frowned and shook his head and said, "Humanity are taking this vaccine and are turning themselves into devils. I can't look at them. My Father can't look at them. Our image is not in them. They have the image of Lucifer. I won't even look at them when they will be cast into the lake of fire to meet their father Lucifer. My prophets and prophetesses have spoken to them, but they refuse to listen. Humanity have just been deceived. My prophets and prophetesses have spoken to them, but they have refused to listen. Every day, I give messages, but the people of the world refuse to believe them. No more time for them. Those WHO believe should prepare and run into hiding and ask for my grace. Let those that believe prepare and run into hiding. Let those that believe cry for my grace, it would be brutal. There's no more time. I'm seeing everything unfold, and anyone with a mind connected to heaven will also see that the things I said are unfolding rapidly. Some of my children are doubting these things. Some of God's children are doubting and are saying, what if these things do not happen? That is just a pity. Let them look around and check if the world is normal. They must not allow Satan to deceive them and makes them discouraged. This is the end, there's no more time. The Lord then called a very little child, a year old or two thereabout. The Lord held the child and shakes his head in sorrow and said, many shall take the vaccine and the mark of the beast because of their children. Woe unto those that love their children more than me, for they will not survive the great tribulation. The Lord then bids the child to go, and the child went back. After these things, the Lord climbed down from the podium and started walking. He continued speaking as he was walking. He said, all these things I say must come to pass. Soon rapture shall take place, then the second coming shall occur, but first before all these, my people must suffer tribulation. All must ask for my grace. This is the end, my children, this is the end. The Lord then touched his people one by one, and every one of the saints present in the massive hall praised the Lord, including the angels. Then the revelation ended. And be so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. F5:27. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2:15. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4. The first thing which the Lord addressed is the issue of purity. We must remember, only the pure in heart shall see God. Matt 5:8. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants a clean virgin. Therefore, his saints must purify themselves from all traces of sin, without spot and wrinkles and unblemished. The bride must remain clean, holy, spotless and unblemished, for her bridegroom. A look on Christ's relationship with the church, the Apostle Paul notes that Christ's goal as the church's husband is to present the church to himself in splendor and radiate beauty. Christ desires the church to stand before him in brilliance and triumph. His desire is for believers to one day appear before him without any flaws or marks or imperfections. Particularly on the wedding day, a bride seeks to look her absolute best for her husband, and Christ wants the church to look its best for him when that day comes. The purpose of Christ's relationship with the church is to bring on greater holiness. Holiness is the watchword. For without holiness no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. The reference to blemishes is not about physical appearance, but about the church being pure before the Lord. To be holy is to be set apart. To be without blemish is to be without a mark or a fault. This is the same standard the Old Testament required of animals used in sacrificial offerings. They could not have any blemish. See Leviticus 22:19-25, Leviticus 14:20, Leviticus 1:3. That Christ might present the church as glorious, not having a spot, i.e., a stain on its purity, or a wrinkle, i.e., a defect in its beauty, but that it may be holy, not merely consecrated to holiness and without blemish, as he is without blemish. God desires we come before him with a clean heart, Psalm 24:4. Even as our outward appearance must be holy. The question which then arose is, have you purified yourself from sin, iniquity and from all the work of the flesh? Have you put off your trousers, your jewelry, makeups, artificial hair, high heels, body hugs, tights, your bleaching creams, those other ones some of you attach to your eyelids that make you look like pussycat's mascara or mascarets whatever, and all the attires of prostitutes, I mean the ones you wear to seduce men including the brothers, have you destroyed them? Or are you planning to take them with you to the hideout? Do you indulge in secret sins, such as masturbation, pornography, lust, so that any time you see a member of the opposite sex, your brain will suddenly go haywire before you recover yourself? Are you dead to sin? Or does the thought of sin secretly excites you? What else does it take to make you pure? Our Lord and Savior have come down in this revelation to preach to you from the podium. He said you must remain pure. Are you going to listen or not? He is talking to those who seems to understand the truth about the vaccine and have made up your mind not to take it. It is a good thing. But don't you know that you must maintain your holiness and righteousness and denounce all wickedness? If you are a witch or a wizard or a member of the Marine Kingdom, or a member of an occultic society, and you are preparing to go to hideout in that state of wickedness, you must, First of all, repent totally. You must cry to the Lord for total deliverance and renounce the devil and that evil kingdom you belong to. This is the truth of the matter. You cannot hide it from God. Going to hide out as a witch, or a wizard, or a member of the Marine Kingdom, or as an occultist will not give you any opportunity to make heaven. You will end up in hell even if you refuse to accept the VIII sin and the chip and you died as a martyr. There are too many people practicing these abominable filth in the church today. Some time ago, I called a sister whom the Lord revealed to me that she is deeply in witchcraft. I called her and counseled her to seek deliverance from these powers of darkness. She kept saying, "Mommy, I'm not a witch, Mommy, I'm not a witch." Let me just say, that by the time I'm through with her. She confessed, "I do fly small. They are very many. And unfortunately, many are ashamed to come forward to confess their wickedness and repent and be free. But I have also seen some who made up their minds to come out from darkness into light with all their hearts. The Lord is very pleased with such ones. Remember what He said in the revelation you just read. Seek forgiveness, He will forgive you and accept you. Provided you are willing to forsake your evil way. Some of you are in the occult, you even comment nicely, please, this is the last chance. Satan has no kingdom to give you as he promised you. He is lying to you. He is lying through his teeth. Don't worry, I'm not going to mention your names. But the Lord said I should warn you. You are about to be lured into the lake of fire. Repent from all sexual sins. Repent from envy, jealousy, gossips, slander, strives, covetousness, anger, theft, dishonesty, fraudulent activities, lewdness, lust, ungodly dressing, nudity, evil thoughts, and evil imaginations. Galatians 5:19-21, 1 Corinthians 6:9-11, F.5-1-17, Colossians 3:5-8. The Lord Jesus Christ said I should tell you that even if you reject the VIII sin and the chip, and go to the hideout but remain in your sin, you will still go to hell. Because your name will not be in the book of life. For only those whose names are in the book of life shall be saved. Rev. 20:15. Conclusively, know this, that while the Lord asked us to go to the hideout, you must repent and purify yourself from sin. Only then, will you make it to heaven? Repent, people of God, repent and flee to your hideouts as you reject the abominable DNA of the beast and his mark. God bless you. Shalom. Sister Happiness A. Bangby. Once again I urge you to take this message very, very seriously. In all my walk with the Lord, there has never been a divine revelation where the Lord Jesus Christ stands before his people to preach to them from the podium. Take heed and hearken. Share it and spread it, until it reaches the ends of the world. Until the saints get this important information.